The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And I'm delighted this week to share some information from HouseLogic's buying and selling section at houselogic.com/buy-sell. You know, most weeks we talk about houselogic.com as a great resource for homeowners, but we also have some great information for folks who are in the market to buy or sell a home. In fact, some of your listeners who are in the market to buy may be looking for the value that a fixer-upper can offer.
Yeah, how do you decide if one of those is right for you?
Well, there are seven things you really need to come to terms with. The first one is you need to decide what you can do yourself. Home improvement isn't as easy as it would appear on TV remodeling shows. So you have to ask yourself, do you really have the skills to do it? And do you really have the time and the desire to do it? Can you take time off from work to renovate your fixer-upper house? If not, will you be stressed out by living in a work zone for months while you complete projects on the weekends? Got to think about that.
Yeah, it's always fun to watch those shows because they finish the whole thing in 30 minutes, even with commercials, but that's not reality. So what's the next one?
Okay, so the other thing you have to consider is before you make an offer on a fixer-upper, price the costs of repairs and remodeling. Get your contractor to do a walkthrough to give you a written cost estimate. If you're doing the work yourself, price the supplies. Either way, tack on 10 to 20% to cover unforeseen problems that often arise with a fixer-upper house.
Okay, and there are permit costs to consider too, right?
Yes, that's the third thing. Investigate these costs and requirements early on. Ask officials at your building permit department if the work you're going to do requires a permit and how much it costs. You also want to decide if you want to get the permits yourself or have the contractor arrange them for you. Now, you know, you gotta know this. Getting permits can be time-consuming and frustrating. Inspectors may force you to do additional work or change the way you want to do a project before they give you a permit. So you have to factor that in, the time and the aggravation of permits. You have to factor that into your plans.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's worth doing because when you go to sell the house, if there aren't permits, when the house gets inspected by the potential buyer and they try and pull all that stuff up, you could run into big problems that'll stall a sale. So,
absolutely.
What now? Talking about inspections that you mentioned, what kind of inspections should you get?
Okay, so that's another thing to consider. Before you make an offer, and if the fixer-upper home needs major structural work, hire a structural engineer for $500 to $700 to inspect the home. Get written estimates for repairs before you commit to buying a home with structural issues. And frankly, you don't want to purchase a home that needs major structural work unless you're getting a really, really steep discount. You're sure you've uncovered the extent of the problem. You know the problem for sure can be fixed, and you have a binding written estimate for the repairs. You should also get a home inspection, a radon, mold, lead-based paint inspection, very important, septic and well inspection, and a pest inspection. And also, this is number five on our list, include inspection contingencies in your offer. Most home inspection contingencies let you go back to the seller and ask them to do the repairs or give you cash at closing to pay for them. The seller can also, you know, decide to simply back out of the deal, as can you, if the inspection turns up something you don't want to deal with.
All right, what about financing?
Good, that brings us to the sixth consideration. If you're planning to fund the repairs with a home equity or home improvement loan, you want to get pre-approved for both loans before you make an offer. And make the deal contingent on getting both the purchase money loan and the renovation money loan. Now, consider the Federal Housing Administration Section 203K program, really something you want to look at. The program wraps the purchase, refi, and rehab costs into a single mortgage. That can be very convenient. And you can get more details about 203Ks at houselogic.com/buy-sell. And, of course, be sure you have enough money for a down payment, closing costs, and repairs without draining your savings.
All right. And if I'm counting correctly, that brings us to number seven, the last thing on your list of considerations.
Yes, it does. You are counting very well. So last, but certainly not least, you need to calculate your fair purchase offer. Take the fair market value of the property, which is what it would be worth if it were in good condition and remodeled to, you know, current tastes, and subtract the upgrade and repair costs. So, for example, your target fixer-upper house has a 1960s kitchen, say, metallic wallpaper, let's see how bad we can get, shag carpet, and let's throw in high levels of radon in the basement. How about that? Your comparison house in the same subdivision sold last month for, say, $200,000. That house had a newer kitchen, no wallpaper, was recently recarpeted, and had no radon issues. The cost to remodel the kitchen, remove the wallpaper, carpet the house, put in a radon mitigation system, say that comes out to $40,000. So your bid for the house should be $160,000. Ask your real estate agent if it's a good idea to share your cost estimates with the sellers to prove that your offer is really, truly fair.
Yeah, your realtor will have a lot of advice on that. And it's important to remember, you know, if you're selling too, to check out these things, because if a buyer uncovers a lot of what's called Section 1 work, I mean, things that really, really, really have to be done to the house, especially structural issues, that's going to follow the disclosures that are made to other buyers. So it's impossible to totally walk away from these things if you're selling. So
absolutely,
it's a good idea to know the condition of your house before you put it in the market.
True. Very true. Thanks, Gil.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati, great information.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.